We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, we have on Caleb George, and we revisit the idea that we did in a previous podcast called Director's Cut. So there's a lot of bad movie podcasts out there, and we wanted to do something a little different with that. We pretend to be the writer and director of the film and talk about the movie like we think it's a work of art. Last time we did Mac and Me, and this time we're hitting the cult classic Howard the Duck. The writer and director of this film happened to be a married couple, so Caleb and I decided to just go with that idea and pretend to be an old married couple that doesn't get along too well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the director's cut.
Sweetie. Gloria. Gloria. Come on, we're gonna do the podcast. Come on!
I don't wanna do it!
But you told me you'd do the podcast.
1 second.
Please come. Look, I scheduled the whole... I canceled my therapist appointment for this. Come on!
Oh my god, fine.
All right, come on.
Oh my god,
we said we'd do this.
What is this? What are these big things?
They're headphones.
What are these?
They're headphones!
Oh, I look... ridiculous.
You look fine. Your hair looks great.
Thank you. Is you going to finish? There's an open can of corn in there.
Yes.
Going to finish it?
I'm going to finish it, but I'm not going to eat while I'm on the mic. It's disgusting. Every time I listen to a radio show, they're eating. It's
you
so
can't
disgusting.
Just open up half a can of corn and not finish it.
I do. I eat it every single time. It just may take me a few days. Corn takes days to process.
It's disgusting.
I know.
At least put it in the fridge.
I'll put some saran wrap on
top. Okay, what is this? Are we talking about the film that ruined us?
Of course we're talking about it.
The reason why I'm eating cans of corn?
Yes, of course we're going to talk about it. People, look, this is a cult classic. People love this film. It's important we keep the fans that we have, all right?
At least somebody wrote something.
What?
Nothing. Go. Let's go. Let's do this podcast.
Well, that everyone obviously we're here because of a very, I think, underrated movie, an underappreciated movie, which is Howard the Duck.
Yes.
I'm Willard Hike, and this is my beautiful, gorgeous wife.
Oh, thank you. I'm Gloria Katz.
You look great.
Thank you.
You know, it's... You
thank
still
you
look
so
like
much.
The day we got married.
Oh,
and you
stop
retained
it.
Your own last name.
Stop it. You
of
won
taking
me.
Mine.
It's the show business.
I get it.
You gotta love the show business.
No, I love you, sweetie.
I love you too. All right, let's talk about this. The year is 1986.
Oh, my gosh.
The Chicago Bears just won the Super Bowl.
In 85.
Yes. Well, the year was, it was January 86 was the Super Bowl.
Oh,
85
okay.
season.
I see.
I know my Chicago Bears.
Yeah, you're a big Chicago Bears fan.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you
what. You direct this. I just wrote it.
I know. But I'll tell you what. Look, George Lucas and I go way back. You know him. You know George.
Yeah, I know him.
We went to college together.
I told you he tried to put the moves on.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that.
He tried to sneak up behind me, but his chin hit me.
His chin hit you?
That saggy chin of his just touched my back.
That was before he had the beard, too.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm like, George.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, Gloria. I just...
You never told me that. I don't remember you telling
it's
me that.
It's nothing. Just don't worry about
it. I don't remember you say you
it
told me
this.
It was
a passing thing. He just kind of talked to me and he touched my arm.
Well, now I got another reason to hate this man.
You don't
He made
have
me do
to
Howard the Duck.
You don't have to hate him.
Clearly, a chin assaulted you.
He doesn't know where it is all the time, okay?
His
it's like
chin?
It's like my bosom.
Nah,
sometimes
no.
my bosoms
no,
rub up against things.
We all still know where the body parts we own go. We know. We know.
You don't know. You don't have any saggy parts.
I got saggy knees. I know where they're so all the time. All right? Look.
Well, you wear tight pants.
Exactly. I got to keep them cinched
anyway,
in.
The year was 1986. George Lucas. Go
well,
on.
Well, we got to go back a little bit, right?
Oh.
Because here's the deal is I didn't want to do this movie. But George is hot. He's hot right now. He's doing all kinds of great things. He got the Raiders of the Lost Ark. That Star Wars franchise was huge.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes to me. He says he wants to produce a movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to turn down George Lucas.
Yeah.
College buddy. Not only that, hottest film director second to Steven Spielberg in the business, right?
At the time.
At the time, exactly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he comes to me, he says he's got this project. I don't know what he's talking about. What project? He's like, it's about this duck. And I was like, oh, sweetie, you know I love animals. You know I love animals, sweetie.
Yes, I know you love animals.
I love animals. I'm a huge animal guy.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, huge animal guy.
Yes.
So he starts pitching me this idea of this Howard the Duck, some guy that comes out of some universe, says it's based on comics. I said, comics? Isn't that what I give a 12-year-old boy who doesn't need any more attention? Right?
What happened was you gave me the comics.
Exactly.
I read all these comics.
Exactly.
I don't, it's just a duck who goes through space and is on Earth, and then he's on Earth. And I'm like, we're going to make a movie about this? I got to write a movie about this?
Exactly, sweetie.
So I wrote a movie about it.
Right, right?
I did the best I could.
Well, I think we did a great job. I still got fans calling me today telling us how good of a job we did. I think we did a great job, sweetie. I think you should be proud.
Thank you.
And do you see those duck titties? I think we should be proud.
Okay, well, we can get into the very first...
Did you see those duck titties? Spent a long time on those duck titties.
Every night before I went to bed, I would yell down, Willard, please come to bed. And would you yell up from the basement at me?
Sweetie, I'm perfecting these duck titties. That's what I said to you every night.
You're down there.
Perfecting these duck titties.
Every night. It took you 4 months per titty to make those duck titties.
Did you see the film?
I saw the film. I did not write the duck titties. I did not write the duck titties in there. When I wrote this, I imagined a normal naked duck in there. And when you look at a normal naked duck,
it's got duck titties.
There's no titties on a duck.
Oh, really? You ever had duck breasts?
Yes, but they don't, Willard, they don't suckle. They have beaks. That doesn't, if they did have titties, they wouldn't look like human titties because they have beaks and they can't suck.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were supposed to take our imagination and run wild with it.
No, nobody asked you to do that.
I asked me to do it.
So then, okay, the movie opens up, right. And this is my proudest moment of the whole film, is Howard walks into his apartment.
Yeah.
And it is just filled with duck puns.
So many duck puns. We spent 4 weeks working on duck puns.
It was probably the best pun work that I have ever done.
Of course, there's a tribute to George Lucas, right? You see the movie poster, Breeders of the Last Stork, which is supposed to be Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Mm-hmm. My favorite was Rolling Egg.
Oh, nice.
Instead of Rolling Stone.
Nice, yeah. You know? There was May Nest and W.C. Fowles.
Yes.
After Mae West and W.C. Fields, we really thought the 80s crowd would really get that 50-year-old reference.
This movie, I decided to make this movie for the 80s.
Yeah.
This was my little love letter to the 80s and puns.
Yeah.
So I love that. That was my favorite whole part of the movie. And then I just didn't know how to get him to Earth, so I just had him get sucked down.
Right.
He just got sucked in by a laser.
Yeah. Which a lot of people don't understand. And frankly, we were ready to go to... print with that even ever being explained.
It didn't need to be explained.
He's
in Duck World. There's duck puns. Let's see him in the world.
You just needed to know it's a duck in a real world. That's it.
That's the whole movie.
It kills me every time. Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I decided to put it in Cleveland
because it's a piece of shit.
Because it's a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
And they need to know that it's a piece of shit.
Right.
And, okay, yes, so maybe I didn't get into Cleveland University.
No. Which, frankly...
It's a shit school, and if I would have gotten in, I wouldn't have gone anyway.
I'll go ahead and say it right now. Cleveland Browns, piece of shit.
They're pieces of shit. Organization. Okay, Chicago Bears, better than Cleveland Browns.
Exactly. Look, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I love what you do there. Put it in a different city, uproot it, move it. You know what I'm saying?
You take anything out of Cleveland, you put it somewhere else.
Right. Cleveland does not rock.
It's a thousand times better.
Fuck you, Drew Carey.
Liar. Cincinnati is better. I said it.
Oh.
I said it.
Skyline Chili
is better. Yep.
Bengals.
Yep.
Who dat? No. Whose house?
Yep.
Who?
Both those things.
Yeah. Cincinnati's a better city by
and
far.
And Canton's a better city. I'll say that.
Covington, Columbus. Covington, Kentucky is a better city.
Shots fired. Well, anyway.
Well, of course, you know, we went through numerous problems with this shoot. Initially, we wanted it to be animated. That was the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, we gotta see some real titties. Some real tangible titties.
For the record, when I wrote this whole thing, I thought it was a cartoon. I thought we were gonna do a cartoon.
I did too.
So I wrote it like a cartoon.
Yeah, you did.
And you just directed it into live action. You did a good job.
I thought I did a great job. We spent $2 million on that duck suit. $2 million.
It's a lot of money on a duck suit.
Oh my gosh. That was 1/16th our budget. Yeah. Just the duck suit alone.
Maybe. No. I don't want to make you upset again.
What? Don't make me upset.
For $2 million, he shouldn't have had to wear scarves the whole movie.
Oh, come on.
Where his neck met his body.
We ran out of our budget here. We ran out. Put a scarf on him. Make him elegant for once in this goddamn movie.
When I wrote it, I didn't imagine any scarves.
No, put a cravat on him and say goodbye.
Are you going to finish that can of corn?
No, I'm going to finish it after the... I don't eat during podcasts.
Okay.
All right?
If you're not going to finish it, I'm not hungry, but I'll finish it.
I
don't want to go bad.
I will eat the can of corns. It just takes a few days to
process. It's a waste of money.
Oh, come on.
You don't have much money.
It's $1.95 at Menards.
Oh, I told you I don't want to get corn at Menards anymore.
Why?
I don't like the Menards corn.
Why don't you like the Menards corn?
You don't like the Menards corn. I don't want to have my food from the same place you get your lumber. Okay?
Oh, come on. The conveniency alone is worth the price of the taste of the corn.
You're just being lazy. I know you go there. I know you're buying wood and feathers and fur.
Of course. I'm building another duck.
Oh, I don't know why.
I'm building a wooden duck. And this time I'm going to get those titties so perfect this time.
Moving on. I don't want to get upset on the podcast.
Sorry. It's all right. Yeah. So we reached a couple of problems, right? We wanted to... Initially, it was supposed to be animated. So we decided, I'm going to do it live action, right? Mm-hmm. So we obviously have to... We were stumped, right? Because mm-hmm. most people are not the size of a duck. So that was the first obstacle, right? How do we find duck-sized people? So we went to George. We said, George, we can't shoot this as live action. We don't have duck-sized people. Ducks are a foot, two feet tall, max, if it's a goose, right? So how do we get normal-sized duck people, right? So we go to George because, obviously, this is his baby. He's got all these ideas.
I think this is an old riddle.
What?
This is an old riddle.
What kind of?
How do you get normal-sized duck people?
How do you get?
It's one of those riddles that you can't solve.
Oh.
Like the chicken or the egg.
Oh, another perfect, apt analogy.
Yes. Go on.
So we go to George, right? We say, how do we make duck-sized people? And George, of course, to use your analogy, he goes, egg. Right?
Yes.
He says, find something small first. By the way, I deal with Ewoks. So all of a sudden, next day, we're in our studio, right? All these little tiny people, size of ducks, for sure. They come rolling in. And we go, what is this? This is perfect. George goes, look, I hang out with a lot of little people. They're perfect. They want a job. So, of course, we write that beginning sequence where it's all in the duck world because we got all these little people. It's perfect, right?
They're bigger than ducks, honey. I'm sorry. They're just bigger than ducks.
That's not true. One time we were in Boca Raton, I saw that duck. You remember? No,
it was slightly larger than a normal duck, but
it was a big duck.
No.
That duck I called a Goliath duck.
It was just made a
huge duck.
You should have just made a bigger suit and just had a normal sized human in there.
No, I'm not going to have a normal sized human. No one would believe that a normal sized human would be walking around Cleveland, Ohio that also looks like a duck.
But the size was important. Half the size.
The size was important. Okay. We're going to disagree on this all the time. Okay, but the size was important, sweetie.
Just a normal
plus, you got these little people. Let's use them.
And we did.
And we used them, right? Ed game.
I don't understand why we just don't use little people in normal roles. Like, why can't just a little person play a normal person's role?
Because...
Or they have to be...
Okay, all right. So let's say you suddenly have... you run into a Bigfoot, right?
Why am I running into a Bigfoot?
You just run... Let's say you're in the woods. You run into a Bigfoot. Oh, why don't we put this Bigfoot in the normal world? If they look like a Bigfoot, make them a Bigfoot. Or like Lurch. Or something like that. You know? Something that like fits their size and type. You have a bunch of little people. You make them ducks.
I don't understand.
You make them ducks.
I'm sorry. We'll never agree on this.
No, we never will.
Go ahead.
Frankly, The movie's out. There's nothing we can do about it.
The movie's out.
It's been out for 25 years.
It's been out for... Okay, what else?
Well...
It's been out for 30 years.
Has it really?
It's 30. It's 2016.
Oh, my God.
It's been out for 30 years.
Where has time gone? Right down the shitters, was it?
Yeah, you've spent 30 years trying to perfect duck titties. Moving on, we meet our next main character.
I'll get those goddamn duck titties just right.
The wonderful, the glorious... I forgot her name.
Leah Thompson?
Leah Thompson.
Oh my God. She was beautiful.
She was beautiful.
Incest Mom. Great.
Love Incest Mom.
Yeah.
Love it. It's great.
She was in that film, Back to the Future. She was hot.
Yes. Yeah, so
Incest
hot.
Mom from Back to the Future.
Yep. That basically what you see her,
right.
That's me.
Oh, she's a reflection of you.
Except for instead of rock bands, it was writing.
Right.
Being an artist is difficult.
Right.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Put me back. I lived in an apartment just like that. It was huge. It had neon lights. But it was run down.
And I remember you saying how shitty it was. But it was ultimately, it was a massive apartment.
Yes, it was huge. Yes, it used to be a paper mill.
Oh, absolutely.
Then they just gave it to me as an apartment. I paid very little for it. And I spruced it up the best I could with my neon lights. And yeah. There was a window when, you know, most people are like, and it was in downtown Cleveland. And people always say like, oh, you know, that should have costed like $1 million. And I'm like, no, it didn't.
No.
I have a lot in common with Leah Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
I look at our son, I'm like, he's hot.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Oh, God. On a scale of 1 to 10, this kid's...
He's 11.
A Jason Mraz.
He's a Jason
Mraz. That's
the best way to put it.
Yeah. Real cute, good-looking kid and the voice of an angel. So we got Leah Thompson nailed down, right? We got Ed Gale plays most of the duck, right? We went through several variations of the person in the duck suit, but Ed Gale ultimately stuck, and he was just a joy. Just a joy to have. Even though he was not eye level to you, and certainly it always felt like you were talking down to him because you were. He was always a go-getter. He always fought hard. He always, you know, would spend hours in that duck suit just sweaty and hot and disgusting. But he really did a great job. And for that, I cannot say how proud I am of him and his work in this movie. We were running the eyes, but behind those eyes were true acting emotion.
He did a great job. Also, I forgot, I'm going to be honest, I forgot a part that I was supposed to write in.
What part?
I would think I was supposed to write how Howard was freaked out by these giant monkey people.
No. Howard Duck takes the blows and says some sarcastic comment. That's just the nature of Howard the Duck. You know, that's what I think what made the movie so interesting is here he is, an outsider perspective. He doesn't say, oh my gosh, how is this happening? He goes, funny pun, eye roll, and then we go back to the action, you know?
Basically, the eyes were just made for rolling.
Yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't ever get them to roll because we were maxed out on our budget for the suit, which again was $2 million.
Yeah, I could also tell you there's a part that I never wrote in there that was put in there by my husband.
I don't know that I want to talk about this right now.
You want to talk about how a human and a duck have sex scene and sexual tension?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a duck penis?
Have you ever seen 8.5?
8.5 duck penises?
No. Have you ever seen the Italian film 8.5? The masterpiece 8.5?
I've never watched it. You know I don't get those things.
It's a brilliant film. It's the film of our century.
What's it about? Is that the movie you're always watching down in the basement?
Oh, no, that's duck porn.
What is this movie? What's 8.5?
Oh, it's this brilliant. It's this brilliant movie. It's this Italian masterpiece. It's this ethereal world that he builds, and it's so dreamlike state. It's a modern masterpiece. That movie, that sex scene between the duck and that woman, that's my 8.5.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you that the duck, a duck penis is aggressive, and it's a corkscrew. It shoots out about double the length of the duck, and it's barbed. Yeah. And the idea of Howard having sex with me, basically, it's disturbing. Honey.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're drooling again.
I know.
You gonna finish that can of corn?
I'm actually hungry for it. I'm a little...
Oh, my God.
That mental masturbation really...
It's disgusting.
Really
I just want you to know. Oh, God.
Gotta take a break for a second.
The animals. Is this... I think it was... We were having an argument at the time, and you said you wanted to... You said you wanted to have sex in a barn.
Yeah.
I don't want to have sex in a barn.
I want to have sex in a barn so bad.
Yeah, and not only...
I want the horses neighing around us.
Oh, gross.
I want somebody milking a cow right next to us. And I want to use that milk that I love making.
No, gross.
I want a goat.
Willard.
Just want a goat near me.
No.
And of course, I want a duck. I want a duck so bad.
Okay, well, speaking of penises and the... Can we also talk about how irresponsible Howard is because he just leaves a loose condom in his wallet? It's not even in a wrapper.
Yeah, why isn't it wrapped?
I don't understand.
Also, he's got a small penis. But well, yeah,
in girth, but in length, I'm sure it's twice the size of his body.
Probably, yeah, that's true. And exactly. Corkscrews, you know. Mm-hmm. This is a fully open condom, as if, you know, I remember thinking that if we just pull a condom out of a wrapper.
Let's go on to Phil the Scientist, because then they meet him later.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Robbins, who was Timmy. Fantastic, who's gone on to do so many fantastic
films. He won an Academy Award for Mystic River.
Yeah, and he was...
And frankly, this movie was the second best film, second to Mystic River. He won awards for both.
Well, I think...
He won awards for both. He won an Oscar for Mystic River. He won a Razzie for this. Tim Robbins, Timmy boy. Timmy was so good. You know, every direction we gave him... Even when I was like, talk like a duck. You know, he ran with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was just so good. He's so tall. That was the other thing. It was awkward to put him... He's 6'7". It was awkward to put him next to all these tiny people, you know?
Why'd we cast him?
Frankly, because I was like, oh my gosh. We gotta accommodate. We gotta, you know, we gotta go the other direction, you know? We got all these tiny people around us. I gotta get somebody big... So that I don't feel bad anymore, you know? So I cast a 6'7" Tim Robbins. He was A, perfect in the role, and also B, counteracted how tiny a cast we had in general. Made me feel better about myself to have somebody who was taller than me.
Quit. He was a cartoon character on... I wrote him as a cartoon character, and he appeared
Everyone
as
Everyone was essentially a cartoon character.
Except for the woman. She was me.
She was you. And she was the grounded realism that we needed in this film, frankly.
Yeah, except for I never had her want to have sex with
him. I got a corkscrew penis. And I just want to have... I just want to have sex with you.
I think this is explaining a lot.
In a duck costume, but I'm not small enough.
This explains how that duck got into our bedroom like a couple years ago. There's a duck just wandering around our bedroom.
Yeah. Every once in a while I try and sneak in a duck and see if you know.
It's not sneaking in.
It's loud.
They have no control over their sphincters. They poop everywhere.
Oh gosh.
Come on.
Oh, don't bring a poop.
Oh, next part of the movie.
Don't bring a poop again. Oh, don't bring a poop.
I want to talk about the diner / Susie place, because this is a place that I made up in my head.
Where's that can of corn?
Stop it. Honey, I want to talk about the diner and sushi place.
All right. Stop. Okay, so, stop yelling at me. Stop acting like a yo-yo.
You're a yo-yo.
Don't
call me a yo-yo.
Don't call me a yo-yo. Call me a yo-yo.
I'll go back in the kitchen and bang pans
together. Don't go back in the kitchen.
Together.
Every time you go in the kitchen, I don't see you for 45 minutes. What are you doing there?
What? I'm just trying to make myself some diner sushi.
I feel like you avoided me. That's why I go down to the basement.
No,
and
that's
make
not.
Those beautiful duck titties.
Oh, God. The duck. Look, there's a diner sushi place. It's this place I've always wanted to go. You walk in, you think it's a diner, but they serve sushi,
right.
That's it.
Yeah, you know why?
That makes sense.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because what do ducks eat?
They eat grass and algae and
did you
bread,
read
mostly bread.
The packet that I sent every one of those little people?
I didn't read it. There were so many. They were so small.
I had to make sure they could read it.
They can read normal-sized books.
I don't know that.
What? Not everything needs to be little. Your sizes of things.
We spend so much money on little toilets and little writing utensils.
Oh, my God. They're normal humans. Treat them like such.
I don't know how to be around him. It's on me, frankly. I'm trying to deal with it, and I don't know how to
No, I didn't read the packet. It wasn't for me, I thought.
Ducks eat fish.
Do they?
I read it somewhere.
Also, I wrote that I thought it was going to be a cartoon, so I wrote that he flew. And I thought that it was really smart what you did, where you put him in that glider thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Clearly, we established at the beginning that there's an evolution of ducks in which they could no longer fly.
That I'm a little upset about, because I don't think you really understand evolution.
I absolutely understand evolution.
You had a scientist say that we evolved from monkeys, and in no part of evolution does it say that we evolved from monkeys. We evolved from an ape-like creature that is similar.
What are you talking about?
We didn't evolve from monkeys.
Have you ever seen Coco?
The dead one who used to do the talking?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yes, I saw it in the movie.
What does she do?
Congo.
Oh my God, that's a different gorilla.
It's the same gorilla.
That's Amy, the gorilla, and that's a man in a suit.
No, it's
not. It is.
That was a man in a suit.
Yeah. I wanted to direct Congo so bad. I wanted to make those gorilla tits so bad. Oh God.
Can we just talk about the movies that you wanted to make?
Like,
you were up for bait.
I was up for Babe.
You got kicked off the set of Babe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The fact that they finally used a real pig instead of the papier-mâché pig with a perfect fucking titties.
Really, and I remember they said, like, if we give this pig titties, there's no that way that we can make it available for kids. And you're like, I made Howard the Duck, and that was PG.
Exactly, it was PG.
And there's duck titties in it.
There's duck titties in it. Yeah, I wanted to make a lot of movies. I wanted to make Elf, but again, they were like, there are no titties on Elf. Harry the Hendersons, I was up for.
You made Homeward Bound 3.
I made Homeward Bound 3. Again, they used real animals. And so I was like, I don't get it. Please let me make cat titties. Please. Let's get this golden retriever out of here. I need a woman. This is gonna have titties. But again, they used real animals.
Many films. Air Bud.
Yeah. Yeah, Air Bud. That's just because I wanted to make a kids film. look, here's the deal. We shot the whole thing, you know. We had the Overlord, the special effects, I gotta say, at the end. 1986, those special effects, sweetie, they were incredible.
They're good.
They were incredible.
They were okay.
Of course they were incredible.
I just saw the Avatar, and it was really good.
You saw Avatar or The Avatar?
I rented The Avatar.
The James really Cameron good. Film?
I don't know.
Or was it just a profile picture for 2.5 hours?
Yeah, I think that's... I bought an avatar.
You bought an avatar?
Yeah, for my Wii.
Oh, don't buy those. Those things are free, sweetie.
I really liked it. I can't believe James Cameron made that.
James Cameron so did good. Not make the there was Wii no avatar. There's no titties in there. Yeah, well, that's why I told you not to buy it. Look, James Cameron made a great movie in Avatar. You know, frankly, I think Steve Jobs, I'm still waiting on an apology from him.
For why?
Because a thank you letter, an apology, something, right? If Howard the Duck didn't tank like it did, George Lucas doesn't sell off his CGI animation studio to Apple and Steve Jobs and make Pixar. Look, sweetie, we gotta look at the long run of this thing. We created Toy Story.
I just watched a Toy Story.
Did you watch a Toy Story or did you watch...
I watched a Toy Story.
Was it your grandnephew playing toys on the ground, or was it the movie Toy Story starring Tom Hanks and Tim Allen?
It was a box of toys in the back of an old Toyota, jostling around. 45 minutes on YouTube.
45 minutes. Someone not only saw that, but then taped it and put it on YouTube.
It had 300 views. I thought it was a Toy Story.
100. No.
There's 5 subscribers.
Sweetie. No. Look. Toy Story starring Tom Hanks and Tim Allen. They made so many great movies. Finding
Hanks
Nemo.
Tom Hanks and Tim Allen aren't in the same movie.
They are. No. They are, sweetie.
That's Santa Claus and Big.
Those are two separate movies that they both equally and separately will evolve.
I watched them at the same time.
How did you watch them at the same time?
Can we talk about the special effects?
Yes, I've been trying to talk about the special effects.
Can I say that Harry Potter ripped off your in the wands with the power touching each other and the end of our movie?
Yeah.
The Dark Overlord thingy, the crab with the vagina mouth.
Yeah.
Was shooting...
Don't say vagina.
It had a vagina mouth.
Please.
And it shot...
Don't say vagina. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
Okay? I don't like referring to women's body parts like that. It's inappropriate.
Okay.
God, and then gotta make me some...
And then Howard shoots his little laser thing on his little go-kart, and they touch and they fight each other.
Yeah.
Just like that happened in Harry Potter. I just want to say that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a metaphor for two dicks touching, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. We tried to make
that
laser
in Harry Potter?
Screw laser, but they said, how does that logically make any sense?
Is there anything else you want to say about the movie? Because I have to go finish that can of corn.
I am going to finish the can of corn.
No, you're not going to finish
it. I'm going to finish the can of corn.
Okay, what do you want to say? Anything else about the movie?
I just want to thank one more shout out to the voice of the duck, Howard the Duck, the chip sign. Initially, the muffled sound coming from Ed Gale inside the duck suit did not prove efficient. So we hired Chip. Thank you so much for that work. You were great.
And Anything else?
Yeah. Lastly, I just want to say, please, baby, let me get that duck titties.
I'm not. I'm gonna go back in the
kitchen. Don't go back in the kitchen. Please come down to the basement with me and watch duck titties. Watch a duck porn, baby. Please. I only have a few more years left. I just want a few opportunities to watch duck porn with you and look at the duck titties. Sweetie, stop packing pants together as if you're doing something.
That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can listen to all our episodes on trythispodcast.com or iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If you want to support the podcast, please check out my posters over at mariomaps.com. That's mariomaps.com. Or just subscribe to us. That's it. Make sure to tune in next week, and we'll have on a whole new guest, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.